أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين ما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrated the words of Habib al-Najjar, in which he testified openly, man, belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following these messengers that had come, and a refutation of idol worship, and also the futility of it. In the last of those ayahs we discussed, inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'uni, said that I bring iman in your Rabb, then listen to me. This address, who was he addressing and who was he asking to listen to him? Some of the commentators said that this was the address to the messengers themselves, that listen and listen well, that I have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his intention then would be that the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, you would bear witness that I had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And others say that this was addressed to his people, that he exposed his iman and he made it clear to everyone that he has brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has shunned the ways of paganism, he has shunned the idols, and now a new way of life. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. In between, we find that there are some narrations that describe what actually happened to Habib al-Najjar, this person that ran very hastily from the one side of the city, coming to warn his people. And after they heard his declaration of iman, he believed in tawheed, in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he accepted the message of these messengers. The people began to mob him. They began to throw stones, hurl rocks upon him. And in this way, they took out their anger and they expressed their anger. On the other hand, we find other narrations that when he had fallen to the ground, now leaving this world, there were some of them that began to kick at his stomach. And as they did so, they did so violently that his intestines had come out from his back passage. And in this way, he became shaheed, became a martyr, and he leaves the world in the cause and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he is ushered out of this world, he said to him, a proclamation is made from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, probably via an angel, that قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, it was said, اُدُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, enter Jannah. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that here is a person that had given his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He had given up this dunya. He had given up his old ways. He has mended his ill habits, turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah. Now he gives his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now there are one or two aspects that we need to understand over here. The one aspect is this, that the proclamation is made, enter Jannah, and here the person leaves the world. We all know that after we leave this world, we will have to first go through the process of the qabr. When we go into the qabr, we are going to be questioned those three famous questions, the answers of which we know insofar as our knowledge is concerned, but obviously those answers are not going to be answered and motivated by our knowledge. It is going to be motivated by the kind of iman that we leave this world. Mar Rabbuk, who is your Rabb? That answer we all know, Allahu Rabbuna, even if we do not know the Arabic, but definitely we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Rabb. But the question is, that is not going to be answered by our knowledge. It is going to be answered by the kind of aqidah, the kind of belief that we usher into the hereafter, into this alame barzakh, this intermediate phase this life of the qabr. The second question, ma dinuk, what is your deen? And again, it is not going to be knowledge that is going to cause us to answer this question. In actual fact, it is going to be the kind of practices that we practice. ما تقول في هذا الرجل, what do you say with regards to this person, regarding our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And again, it's not going to be the knowledge that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is our Nabi, he is our guide, he is the person who we have followed, but it is going to be the actual practice on the sunnah of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So the point is that we have to go through this process of the life of the qabr. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the declaration, the proclamation, that udkhulil jannah, enter jannah. So the ulama have explained that on the one hand, when we go into the qabr, then like in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is hufratum min hufarin nar, either it is a pit from the pit of the fire of Jahannam, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us, or rawdatum min riyadil jannah, or it will be a rawda, it will be a garden from amongst the gardens of Jannah. So perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have been making reference to this, that whilst you are going to go through this intermediate phase, this phase of the life of the qabr, but in that you are going to enjoy very many ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also on the other hand, we find that here he has left the world in the state that he had given his life for the sake of Allah. He has left this world as a martyr, as a shaheed. And in the ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the shaheed, that definitely they have not died. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ, but they are living and they are sustained by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا أَتَاهُمْ, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them, they will be happy with those ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam states that their ruh, their arwah, their souls are taken and placed into green birds, and these birds fly in Jannah under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they come in those pillars that are under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in that way they fly and they roam around with the ruh, with the souls of the martyrs. And here perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to that. Also we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that before a martyr leaves this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him his abode in Jannah. And perhaps here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could be making reference to that, that his abode was shown in this world, that this is your place in Jannah, this is that maqam. But whilst the ayat of the Quran Kareem says, Farihin, that they will be happy and rejoicing the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this soul, Habib al-Najjar, what does he say? Qala ya layta qawmi ya'lamun. Oh my Allah, how I wish that my people would have known what is the result of all this, what is the reward of all this in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a very amazing person. While he lived on in this world, he reminded his people, follow these prophets, follow these messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one narration, whilst they were mobbing him, whilst they were killing him, and whilst they were throwing stones and rocks at him and trampling on his stomach, he continued to make dua to Allah, Rabbi ihdi qawmi, O Allah, guide my people, O Allah, guide my people. On the one hand is the physical pain that he was going through, and on the other hand there was a spiritual pain, and the spiritual pain was that my people should know that this is the path. Allah guide them, give them hidayat. And when he leaves this world, on the one hand is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala expresses, what was he saying? Ya layta qawmi ya'lamun, if only my people knew that this is the haqq, and this is the truth, and this is the path to follow. And again, when we read Surah Yasin, very, very basically, in this story, in this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gives us many choices. The one choice, obviously, we would not choose, the choice of the people of Antakya that rejected the prophets and they threatened the prophets. The one choice that we have is the choice of Habib al-Najjar, that we have this concern and the fikr for our communities, our families, our people, and the whole ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the whole of mankind. And the other is that we carry on our lives, busy ourselves in this material world, indulge in the capitalistic and modern world that we live in, that world of individualism, and we continue our lives. So now on a daily basis, we need to ask ourselves these questions, introspect, look deep within our hearts, the kind of life we want to lead, and the life we lead in this world, obviously, that will determine the life of the hereafter. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka.